It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Desiree Stevenson. She's with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, the Chamber of Commerce has a lot of things that are going on. And she's coming in to kind of give us a rundown and let us know what's going on. Desiree, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, let's talk about what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce. You had the installation banquet just come up not too very long ago.
Yes.
Let's let the people know who our new officers are for the Chamber of Commerce and who we might be seeing down there.
All righty. So we'll start with our new executive board. So we have Barbie Heck, who is our president, and she's with PZ Printing. And then we have Max Jones, who is our vice president. He's with Wilco Supply. Tim Frame is our treasurer, and he's with Cash Valley Bank. Jamel Tapia is our secretary, and she's with Auto Farm. And then we have Richard Tatton. He is our past president. And then our other board members, so those are just our top executive. The next ones are Amanda Pies with the Castle View Hospital, Carrie Barker with GMS Mining Services, Darren Birch with Birch Electric, Michael Bryant with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, Ryan Pugh with Castle View Hospital, Renee Clark with Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, Taryn Powell with Emory Telecom, and then Austin Preston with USU Eastern.
And you're all ready to go for another year.
Yes, we're all
hitting the ground running.
Hitting the ground running.
What did you say you have now, 13 bosses?
I have 13 bosses. My poor assistant, her name is Adrienne Childs. She has 14, so... It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right. And then coming up, you've got here on the 26th, you've got an event coming up. It's a professional speed networking event that's coming up on the 26th of February. Let's talk about that.
All right. So with we have a couple partners with this. So it's Parkdale Health and Rehab and the Eastern Utah Business Network. They actually put it on and we're a co-host with this event. So this is where we are offering, it's kind of like, you know, speed dating, but it's speed networking. So you'll go and talk to everybody that's in the room, kind of give your 60-second pitch about your business and just reconnect with people or connect with people just to let them know, one, that you're here and what you have to offer. So it's just building those the network in our community.
So yeah, and that's a great thing, and we've talked about it in the past. That's what the Chamber of Commerce is all about.
That is correct.
Is networking for people that have businesses, and businesses helping out other businesses, and it's a great thing.
Yeah. And all right. It's free.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Right. And they even give you you're even going to get breakfast.
Breakfast is included, so it goes from 8 to 9 again on the February 26th, and it's going to be at USU Eastern in the alumni room.
Okay, so get on out there for that event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we're going to end with something that is always fun, and it's the Snapshot Passport.
Yes, yes.
And let's let the people know, what is the Snapshot Passport, and what do you guys do for that every year?
All right. So the Snapshot Passport is the Chamber's new way of doing their directory. We know that the old way, you know, was more like a phone book, and that's kind of outdated. So we kind of moved it into, you know, now terms. So what we do is we will hand the booklet out to every elementary student in the Carbon School District, and it has an activity for them to complete throughout the summer. So it just gets families out in the community, out, you know, doing activities together. But one, it shows them what businesses we have in Carbon County. And then one of the biggest pushbacks we hear is there's nothing to do in Carbon County. So it's just giving them different options of, look, there are things to do here. Here's some examples. So, and then at the end of the summer in August, we do a big picnic and we celebrate that kids completed it or at least did some of them in there. And that's free to the families as well.
And right now, you're looking for people to sponsor in the book, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so right now, we're accepting ad spaces and activities that those businesses would want. The deadline is February 28th, so I do need those here within a week. After that, there's no guarantee you would be in it for this year.
Okay, and once again, the Snapshot Passport is a great program. Gets kids out of the house, lets them know what's going on in the community, different types of businesses, and it's a lot of fun for them. Plus, at the end of the year, there's a big payoff.
Big payoff.
Big payoff. Now, if anybody is interested in this or anything to do with the Chamber of Commerce, how do they get a hold of you?
So you can either call us at 435-637-2788, or you can email us at cccc@carboncountychamber.com.
See how easy that is?
Yeah.
Everything works out great. Desiree, thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.